First item is change of zone number 2042 NVR Lantern Cove.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend a denial of CZ204T42 for Lantern Cove for a change in zone from the AR1 Agriculture Residential District to an MR-RPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the rezoning to an MR-RPC is not appropriate at this location. Number two, the MR zoning would allow an increase in permitted density on the site along Byard Road, which cannot support the increased density that will result from rezoning this property to MR. Number three, although the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan indicates that this property is in the coastal area, it does not mandate that the property be rezoned to MR. The plan states that Sussex County's density of 2 units per acre and the existing AR1 zoning is appropriate in the coastal area. That statement supports the continuation of the existing AR1 zoning and the 2 units per acre that are permitted under that district. Number four, the comprehensive plan suggests that zoning classifications that permit densities greater than 2 units per acre can be justified under certain circumstances. However, several of those conditions mentioned in the plan do not exist here. For example, MR zoning is not in keeping with the area. The site is not on the main road or near a major intersection. Even though Byard Road is considered a major collector, it is currently a 2-lane road. There is no other MR zonings in the immediate area, and the proposed multifamily and townhouse dwellings are not in keeping with the character of the immediate area. Although there is a commercially zoned property across Byard Road, that property is not used as a retail or employment center that would support this rezoning to MR. For these reasons, the comprehensive plan does not justify the upzoning to the MR district and the increased density that can occur there. Five, the purpose of the RPC district is not satisfied by this application, according to the zoning code. An RPC is supposed to encourage large-scale developments as the means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments and to provide for design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments. These goals are not satisfied by this project for the reasons included in the following. A, this is not a large-scale development. Instead, the applicant is seeking to shoehorn a higher-density multifamily and townhouse development into a relatively small, irregularly shaped parcel that is surrounded by a lower-density single-family and agricultural AR1 properties. B, there is nothing in the record to indicate that this is a superior living environment or that it represents design and ingenuity. Instead, it appears to merely seek a higher density than what is possible under the existing AR1 zoning without a design that is superior to a standard subdivision or multifamily development design. There is nothing unique, superior, or ingenious in this design, and the applicant has failed to satisfy its burden in this regard. C, the development is not unified with its surrounding developments. There is a complete lack of unity with the surroundings. For example, its point of access is along a roadway that serves agricultural uses, homes on large lots, and AR1 low-density single-family developments. There is no multifamily or townhouse development surrounding this site. D, the proposed RPC does not protect the existing or future developments in the area. Instead, there was evidence in the record that this RPC would adversely affect the existing developments through the substantial increase in traffic, among other factors. Six, several neighbors appeared in opposition to this application, citing concerns about traffic along Byard Road at the intersection with Daisy Road if this project were to be approved. While improvements are proposed, they did not, in my view, overcome the harmful impacts of the application described above. They also raised concerns about the inconsistency of creating MR zoning in this area where none currently exist. In general, there was testimony that the change in zone and the impacts of it would adversely affect the area, its roadways, its character, and nearby properties. I found these reasons to be compelling. Number seven, there is a need for affordable housing in Sussex County, and Sussex County promotes affordable housing initiatives and developments as reflected in the comprehensive plan. This development does not include any affordable housing opportunities within it. Number eight, the proposed rezoning does not promote the overall health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or the county. Number nine, in summary, there is nothing in the record to suggest that the proposed MR/RPC is more appropriate than the existing AR1 zoning that currently exists on this property. And number 10, for all of these reasons, it is my recommendation that CZ number 2042 be denied.
Madam Chair, I will second that motion and also note for the record that although I was absent for the August 5th discussions among the commission members, I did listen to the audio and review the record and am prepared to vote on the application.
Okay, thank you. All right, just a friendly reminder that a friendly reminder to vote yes is a motion to deny. Okay, so Mr. Pettyjohn, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in this motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes to deny based on the reasons in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Passwaters?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, I vote yes to deny for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions made in the motion, and thank you for this very well-crafted motion. The motion is carried 5-0 to deny change of zone number 2042 for Lantern Cove. Next on the